your radio had the decode in it, MBC decoder, you would actually see the radio ID, and it would mute the burst of data, so you would not hear the burst of data, but you would see it on your display.
So since the tones are passing through the controller onto the transmit, then if you've got that option as a decode and not just end code, the end user or anybody on the link would get to see the ID of the person using the code.
Exactly. And if you, there's features for call alert, group alert, and such. So like if we set a macro off for a weather or anything like that, the page tone, besides there's a two-tone page, and then there's a DTMF, and then an MDC paging burst. If your radio is set up to receive MDC 1200 and you're in that group, your radio will set the alert tones off for that as well. So it's just one of the ways of paging as well. So it does radio unit IDs, call alerts, and group paging alert is all the MDC 1200 protocol.
Wow, that's slick. Well, thanks for the lesson. I learn something new just about every day, and this is a brand new one by me. I'll let you get back to seeing if your friend maybe switched up different repeaters on the link and is able to get back on. I didn't mean to bust into the conversation there, but I was really wanting to know what the data was. And like I said, it's been 20, 25 years since I've really seriously played packet. Actually, I've done a lot of packets for APRS. And then the KPC3 that I had kind of got a little outdated. Hey, thanks again. 73, this is KB8OOE.
Yep. Don, if you're still hearing me and you don't go over to UHF, you might try 7200. I'm not sure how far north 7200 covers, but you might be able to try the MAC 7200. WFS.